Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. From the New York Times, former President Donald Trump returned to the rally stage on Saturday night after a nearly six-month absence, his first large public gathering since his Save America event on January 6th that resulted in a deadly riot at the Capitol. The same words on Saturday, Save America appeared behind Mr. Trump as he addressed a crowd of several thousand at county fairgrounds in Wellington, Ohio. He repeated familiar falsehoods about fraudulent 2020 votes. He attacked Republican officials, including Representative Anthony E. Gonzalez, who voted to impeach Trump and whose primary challenger, Max Miller, was the reason for Trump's visit. However, the scene in Ohio reflective of how diminished he's become in his post-presidency and how reliant he is on a smaller group of allies and supporters who have adopted his alternative reality as their own. He continues to push the big lie.
Well, that's right, David. He is going to rely on the big lie, and in his own mind, why shouldn't he? And after all, it worked the last time. Of course, we are seeing an enormous reaction from the media and others who refuse to give him oxygen to do it. Look, if in fact somebody is trying to subvert the United States Constitution and the electoral process, then it's going to call for extraordinary efforts on the part of the media, on the part of everybody else. It's something you don't like to see happen. But hey, the alternative is that you end up killing your own democracy. And most of our news media, certainly not Fox, but most of our news media refuses to give him the kind of attention that this egomaniac demands. So, is it in the cards? He said he was going to run again. He is going to run again. And now they're trying to steal the election once again by changing the rules for the electors and others in various states. It is very, very scary because they could get away with it since the Republicans control so many of those legislatures. And since, as you just mentioned, they are so scared of him, they'll do anything, including subvert the United States Constitution and the American democracy. It's really awful.
Of course, we have this story in the Washington Post. Trump Organization attorneys given today as the deadline to persuade prosecutors not to file charges against it. The deadline strong signal that charges are being considered as part of a two-year investigation into the former president's company business dealings. So you have that hanging over Trump, as well as we heard on Friday about Rudy Giuliani suspended from practicing law in New York.
David, look, what they are announcing their charges over does not do justice to the harm this man is offering to do to the American democracy. And what, they gave some stuff out to some of their employees who didn't pay taxes on it. You know, after all we have heard, after all the investigations, after all the tax data, is that what they come up with? You know what? This guy, Trump, is so dangerous that it is an insult to all those people who fought in world wars and every other way to keep the American democracy alive. So I, for one, am quite disappointed that that's all they could do. And now they say, you should convince us why we shouldn't bring charges. Something really stinks.
Well, I mentioned Rudy Giuliani. There's a story out there. Andrew Giuliani releases poll claiming lead in GOP race to take on Governor Cuomo. The former New York mayor's son leads in a poll rival Representative Lee Zeldin by 8 points in a race to take on scandal-scarred three-term Democrat and incumbent Governor Andrew Cuomo. Of course, this poll was commissioned by Giuliani's campaign.
Well, okay. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's leading against Zeldin. Now, Zeldin falls into a category that I invented called the who, W-H-O hyphen he, question mark. Who he? You know, the Republicans in New York State have a way of committing political suicide by taking established but not attractive in terms of voter potential people. So now this time, it's this guy Zeldin from Long Island, a soon-to-be former congressman, and he is not going to excite anybody. And on top of all of that, David, he's a Trumper. In Blue State, New York, where Trump is despised, he had to move out of the state. The idea that you would pick somebody who is both unknown and unsatisfactory is extraordinary to me. But here's why they're doing it. They're doing it because he's committed to Trump and because Trump has them all scared to death, those Republicans. That's why they pick a guy like that. And now Giuliani, of course, who has his own connections because of his now basically disbarred father, he is going to be well known also. I have a feeling Andrew is kneeling by the side of his bed every evening and saying, Let it be Giuliani, please. Let it be Giuliani.
Alan, it's hot, really hot, and here doesn't even come close to the Northwest. Intense, prolonged, record-breaking, unprecedented, and abnormal dangerous, says the AP this morning. That's how the National Weather Service described a historic heat wave hitting the Pacific Northwest, pushing daytime temperatures into the triple digits and breaking all-time high records in places where many residents don't have air conditioning. Portland, Oregon reached 112 degrees Fahrenheit. Sunday, breaking the all-time temperature record of 108 degrees was set just a day earlier. At 104 degrees in Seattle. All-time record for the city better known for rain than heat. One more piece of evidence?
It certainly seems that way. I mean, people are going to interpret this as being another clue as to the dangers of climate change and what we have done. And of course, you can't convince me or other people that it isn't so. When you get a record that has never been met before, that we have never seen before, and we've had all of this rhetoric about climate change, who's going to think for a single second that this isn't just one more manifestation of what we're going to be facing if we just continue to be ostrich-like and put our heads in the sand? So we'll see where it all goes. But what I'm waiting for is to see whether there's some kind of a coming blackout, whether the electrical grid can handle all of this, because obviously everybody's got their air conditioners on. In the past, we've had real problems. Maybe they've got it fixed this time. That would be great.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.